Amen. It's never been good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Go home right now and say, bless the Lord in His service.
Amen.
And last week, I felt the Lord in the service, getting hardly contained. And I'm telling you, I'm hoping we just get that way again.
Yeah, bless
Him.
Amen.
No reason to put on the brakes. Amen.
Right.
Just take the brakes off.
Yes.
Get the brake lights and let the Lord drive.
Amen. Amen.
And, been studying on something all week that kind of came to my attention last week as Brother Johnny was preaching. And I don't know, just I had a nudge to go to the book of Genesis and read over there, and that's where I'm going to be at tonight. If you got any Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter 22. And but I tell you, it's been a wonderful night, and I like the messages of all the songs.
Amen.
Nothing can touch me.
Amen.
Amen. It says to pass through His hands. Amen. Jesus, 4 days late, but amen, He's still on time. Amen. I'm glad.
Amen.
It seems sometimes that God's late. We don't know when He's going to get there, but if we'll just hold on to His unchanging hand, amen, He will be right on time every time. Amen. So, like I said, if you've got your Bible, Genesis chapter 22, and we're going to start on the very first verse here, very familiar scripture. It says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, He said, behold, here I am. He said, take now
Amen.
Thy son, thy only son,
Bless
Isaac,
him.
Whom thou lovest.
Amen.
Get thee into the land Bless of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering
Amen.
Upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
Amen.
Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said to his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again unto you. Abraham took of the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Let's go to the word, Lord, in prayer one more time. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to God, we're thankful for this opportunity to stand before the sacred desk. We're praying now, Lord. God, if there's anything between us and thee, Lord, that you'll just clean us up, Lord, and make us prepared, Lord. Man to preach your word, Lord. Do what you have us for, Lord. Lord, let us, Lord, dear God, be the vessel. Lord, let us be the clay. Let you be the potter, Lord, that we may be able to be obedient, Lord. That none of this, Lord, will be ours, but it will be yours, Lord, dear God. We glorify you in it, Lord. We pray that the word will go out and not return void, Lord, but it will accomplish your purpose, whatever that purpose is tonight, Lord, dear God. You've not made us privy to it, Lord, dear God, but we know that you know exactly what you're doing. Now, we pray that this word will touch hearts. I want it to be sown in good ground tonight and will bring forth blessing for you. Have your labor, Lord. Dear God, this poor Lord,
all that we might
be thankful for these things, Lord. We ask for every day
experience,
we can be able to be like
the glory of God, Lord. The word may be declared, Jesus, we praise you tonight. Amen.
Amen. Now, like I said, this verse, this little piece of verse here has been on my heart for all week, and I sit down and study a little bit of it, and then the way I study most of the time is I'll read it, and then I'm off in my own little world. I'm staring out the window, just a blank stare on my face. Amen. And just thinking and pondering about the words of the Bible that I just read. Amen. And tonight, the one thing that has stood out to me, countless number of times I've read this scripture and heard it preached on, but the one thing that stood out to me is in verse 7, when Isaac asked his father, he said, I see the fire, I see the wood, but where is the lamb? Amen. Tonight, my thought tonight, the Lord being our helper, is that very thought, where is the lamb? Amen. Tonight, I begin to think about this, I begin to think about how important the lamb is, amen, in this scripture here. Amen. We know the story, how it ends. But at that point in time, Isaac didn't know the end of the story. Amen. He was right in the middle of it. He didn't know what was going on in his life. He didn't know what was going to become of himself. Amen. Him and his father had journeyed 3 days to make it to this place. And before you know it, the wood was cut. Amen. There was a fire ready and a knife was in his father's hand. No doubt he probably thought that he was going to be on just an ordinary sacrifice. Brother Johnny, but when it came down to it, we find out that he's there on the mountain and he's wondering, where is the lamb for the sacrifice?
Amen.
Begin to think about that lamb. You know, we know the lamb, the sacrifice, we know what it represents. It represents Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. The spotless lamb that was on the cross. Amen. It died for you and me. Amen. He was put in our place that we may be able to have fellowship once again with God.
Amen.
But just for a moment, there's more to this scripture than just that. Begin to think about this, and I began to look at that lamb and what it represents. First of all, amen, when I was thinking about this, the thing that came to my mind was to Isaac, that lamb represented his own life. Amen. His very life. If the lamb had to come, amen, Isaac would have been in trouble.
Amen.
Abraham would rose up his hand here later on. We may get down to it. But he rose up his hand and he was ready to slay his son for what God had told him to do. Amen. And Isaac, I don't know what was going through his mind, but all of a sudden we see Abraham's hand raised, ready to strike the fatal blow. Amen. And then God calls from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, do thy son no harm.
Amen.
For Isaac, the lamb, amen, was his salvation.
Amen.
Was his rescue. Amen. It was something that represented, amen, the hope of his life.
Amen.
Amen. If that lamb had not come, if God had not brought that lamb onto the scene, who knows what had happened to the seed of Abraham. Amen. But I'm glad God knew the future. Amen. He saw way down the portals of time.
Amen.
And he knew that it would have to be Abraham's seed. Amen. That would bore the Christ child. Amen. He knew that generation of that in blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
Amen.
He knew that was Abraham's line that would have to come from the covenant he made with
him. Amen.
Amen.
God knew what was at stake. If it wasn't for that lamb, we may have not have got our lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus may have never come. I'm glad that God has got everything in control.
Yes.
I'm glad that maybe there'll be terrorists out there. We've just heard a torrential rain just come across these parts. I don't know about you, but when I hear that, I get all peaceful inside. Amen. I love storms. I love being out in the middle of them. I love the very nature of them. Amen. But the Bible tells me several occasions of, amen, in the Bible, Jesus went out. He was asleep on the ship. Amen. When it was storming. Amen. He was asleep in the lower part of the ship. Amen. Having to care in his mind. Amen. Was trusting in the Lord. Was the Lord. Amen. And the disciples came to him and he said, care not that we perish. Amen. And Jesus came up and rebuked the winds and said, peace be still.
Amen.
Rebuked the disciples, O ye of little faith.
Amen.
There's a verse of scripture that I love in Psalms, and it came to my mind as we were singing. If I can find it real quick, I'll share it with you. I think it's Psalms 107. One of my favorite scriptures regarding peace. Psalms 107, verse 29. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still.
Amen.
Amen. God is in control of the weather. He's in control of the world as it spins on its axis, as it rotates around the sun, and amen, as it turns 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Amen. In the mornings, the time seems like every time I get up in the morning, the moon is still out there. Amen. God knows exactly where He placed the moon. He knows where He placed the stars. He knows where He placed the earth. He knows where He placed the sun. He knows everything about everything that's ever been created or done. Because He's the one done.
That's right.
But where is the lamb? Come to my mind, amen. In our time, we find ourselves in our lives asking the same question. Amen. In Psalmist David, in Psalm 13, he asked the Lord, how long? How many times have you heard that in the Bible? Lord, how long am I going to have to to put up with this?
Amen.
How long until you come to rescue me?
Amen.
Lord, how long? Mm-hmm. Amen. And I begin to think about that's the same question here. Where is the way? Amen. Amen. Lord, where is my rescue? Where Amen. Is my help? Amen. Yes. I need help. And it seems like I don't have any help. It seems like I'm going through this all alone. Amen. Sometimes it feels like we're going through a lot of things alone.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. Just like the old poem about the footprints. Amen. The man went on the beach and all of a sudden he saw his two sets of footprints. And after a while, as the sand was smooth, the two sets were there. Amen. But after things got tough and things got hard and the going got rough, amen, one of the sets of the footprints disappeared. Amen. And all of a sudden we find the man asking God. He said, "You were with me in the good times.
Amen.
You were with me while the sun was shining.
Amen.
Amen. But when things got rough, why did you forsake me?"
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus looked at him and said, "My son, it was then I picked you up and carried you the rest of the way." You know what Abraham's answer and response to that question was? Abraham didn't say, "I don't know, son." He didn't say, "You're the lamb," because he's having to sacrifice him.
Bless him, Lord.
There are a lot of things he could have said. And we know Abraham is a man of faith. God had done something like this before. He had called him out of his own land, didn't tell him where he was going. He told Abraham, "Go to a mountain and I'll tell you about it when you get there." How many times he went through that? "Go here. Lord, what am I supposed to do to get there?" "We'll get there and we'll go from there."
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
That's the problem. We don't get there first.
Amen.
Abraham's response was, "Son, God will provide himself a lamb or a burnt offering." Now, that's one of two ways you could read that. He will provide for himself a lamb. The other way is God will provide himself as the lamb, which is what he did. Where is the lamb? God will provide.
Amen.
Amen. There's all other places in the Bible, if the Lord lets me, I'm going to get to those here in just a minute. But let's read on down here and see what happened to Abraham and Isaac. I believe it's verse 9. "And they came to the place which God told him of. Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound his son Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took his knife to slay his son." Here Isaac is. He's on the wood. He's tied down because they had to tie the sacrifice down. He can't go anywhere. His life is in Abraham's hands.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
I wonder if Isaac had to trust his father. I wonder if he was the kind of person that was like, "Dad knows what he's doing because he's in touch with God." "And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham,'" twice. God was a teacher. "And he said, 'Here am I.' And he said, 'Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me.'" Now I know that you fear me.
Amen.
You know what it said at the beginning of this, that God did tempt Abraham. You have to remember that tent means more than just one thing. Jesus said, I believe it was, that God tempteth not man. Amen. He doesn't tempt man with evil. Neither can he be tempted. But in this case, we see by the context of the Word of God, by reading the whole story, that God was testing Abraham. He wanted to know if Abraham was willing to go through all the way to receive the promise. You know, sometimes in life, folks, when we go through things, God wants to know if we're willing to go all the way.
Amen.
Jesus said, "He that endureth unto the end shall be saved." Why do we go through these things? Because God wants to know if we're going all the way with Him. What did Jesus say? "I am with you all the way."
Amen.
Are we going to go with Him all the way? Told Abraham, "Now I know that thou fearest me." Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. He was behind them, maybe there the whole time. You don't see what's behind you. You don't see what God sees until He's ready to reveal it. That's why the test is coming. But we need to pass it. We need to do everything we can to hold on. He was caught in a thicket by his horns, and Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, listen to this, Jehovah Jireh, which means it shall be provided. The Lord our provider. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord shall it be seen. Abraham said, God will provide. When he provided, he dedicated a place there to God to show him, amen, that he believed in him. That he knew he would provide. And as a memorial that he did provide, he called his name Jehovah Jireh. God our provider. Amen. There's many people in the Bible, and it comes to mind, one of which is in 1 Kings 17. We find the widow woman of Zarephath. Amen. She's there all alone except for her son. Her husband has died. Amen. I'm just going to summarize this for just a little bit. But it says there, it talks about how Elijah was called to go unto a widow woman that would provide for him some sustenance. Amen. And he told him to go to her house. And when he got there, he found the widow woman. Amen. And she was getting ready to make a cake for her and her son with what little resources they had. Amen. And they was getting ready to die.
Yes.
Elijah said, well, that's fine. Just go make me a cake first. I wonder how he appeared to that woman. If he appeared inconsiderate or if he appeared in authority. Amen. He was a man of God. Sit that way. And we find that she decided to go ahead and make a little bit of a cake. And he had told her, he said, the barrel's not going to run out. Amen. Until there's going to be rain on the earth. And that's the time when Elijah prophesied to Ahab that it would not rain on the earth for 3 years. Here we are having a torrential rain. And we find that in a day like this, they weren't going to have any rain at all. Maybe it's 3.5 years, I don't remember. But Elijah told her, fear not, go do as you said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and afterwards make for thee and for thy son. Mm-hmm. At this point, I can see the widow woman going, where's the lamb? Where's my help? Where's my resource? Mm-hmm. Here this man has come to take the very last cake from mine to my son's very mouth.
Amen.
What kind of help is that? Reminded of Nahum when Elisha went out there, Elijah went out there and told him to dip in the Jordan 7 times. And he said, well, I thought that the Lord had done some great thing. Mm-hmm. We get things mixed up with our own thinking sometimes. Yes. Lord's ways are much higher than our ways.
Amen.
But she went in according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which she spake by Elijah. Yes. But I want you to notice, after that, the Lord was still not done. There was something else to happen. Once again, this is a test, I believe, for the woman. It came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. She said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? He stretched himself upon the child 3 times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came again into him again, and he revived. Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth.
Amen.
Now what did she say? And the woman said unto Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is true. Same word of what God told Abraham. Now I know she was tested to the point where she was able to believe. Amen. Sometimes we wonder where the lamb is. Where's our provision? And God's waiting to see what you're going to do.
Amen. That's right.
What will you do in the trials? What will you do in the fire? It was either Peter or James that said, "Brethren, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Where is the lamb? You know, the other thing about the lamb is that, like I said, he was the substitute for Isaac. He was his life. That lamb, in this case, was a symbol of extreme need. I wrote this down earlier today in the margins. Extreme need. If it wasn't for the lamb, Isaac would have died. If it wasn't for the man of God and the meal, the woman would have died.
Amen.
Amen. The son did die, but if it wasn't for Elijah, he wouldn't have come back to life.
That's right. Amen.
There's other places in the Bible that I've got marked here. Probably my time to go to. One of them is the widow woman that had a cruse of oil. Her debt collectors had come to collect. And she didn't have any money to pay. The man of God, Elisha in this case, the man of God came and told her to sell all she had, go get 12 or so many barrels, and pour her oil, what she had, in each and every one of them. And that's what she was going to use to sell, to pay off her debt. Well, it turns out the oil didn't waste. There was plenty enough to go around. And she had enough left over to live on.
Amen. Amen.
Where's the lamb? Where's my provision? God's wanting to give it to us. Sometimes we've got to go through some stuff.
That's right.
Sometimes God wants to see how close to Him we're willing to be. Are we going to be like the disciples? And when the going gets rough, just follow, just turn away and go no more with the Lord? When He was delivered up to be crucified, it said they all went away. Some of them didn't follow Him anymore. Are we going to be like that, or do we want to be more than conquerors in Christ?
Amen.
Next time you find yourself asking, "Where is the Lamb, Lord?" maybe you just need to be a little more patient. Maybe you just need to trust the Lord a little bit more. Yeah. Put yourself in Isaac's shoes. He really needed the Lamb. He really had a right to say, "Father, I'm sweating a little bit. Where's the Lamb at? Get a little bit nervous. I see a fire and there's some wood here and there ain't nobody here but me and you. And you're bigger than I am." God puts us in those situations sometimes. Sometimes the wall that Johnny talked about of protection was brought down.
Amen.
Just like it was with Job. He was trying to prove a point with Job. He is a perfect upright man that escheweth evil. Go test him out, devil. You'll see that I'm right. I want to be able to, when the Lord is done trying me, I want Him to be able to say, "Now I know that you fear me."
Amen.
Because you passed the test. You didn't turn tail and run. Yes, you might not see your provision, but you trusted God anyway. Abraham didn't know what was going to happen. He wasn't expecting a lamb. He was expecting to slay his only son. Hebrews later on tells us that he accounted God is so faithful in doing this that he believed that God could even raise Isaac from the dead and produce living seed through him.
Bless him, Lord.
That's how much faith Abraham had. I want to be that kind of person of faith. Amen. When you have that question, "Where is the Lamb?" I believe God's asking you, "Where is your faith?" The Bible said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible."
That's right. Amen.
The last part that I've got here, marked in my Bible, is what I sung about earlier. Lazarus. I mean, we know the story. John chapter 11, we find that Lazarus is sick unto death. They send messengers there to tell him that Lazarus is dead and you need to come this way, and Jesus will hold there 2 days. It's been a while since I researched this, but I believe it was only a day's journey to get where he needed to go. So he was waiting 2 days. By the time he gets to Lazarus, it's been 4 days, so he took an extra 2 days, taking his time to get there. Stuff like that just fascinates me.
Amen.
I mean, look how God works.
Yeah.
His timing is always perfect.
Right.
Yeah. His ways are not my ways.
Amen.
His ways are much higher than my ways.
Amen.
But amen, when His ways are all said and done, We see Lazarus stepping out of the grave. Right. Amen. Amen. Praise God for that.
Yes.
We see Lazarus coming forward. Yes. Amen. They wanted to know, where is my provision? My brother's already dead. Sometimes it looks as bad as it can get. Amen. Sometimes you feel like there's no possible way of recovering. There's no hope. But I'm telling you, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus can resurrect your problem, whatever it is, whatever you feel like is dying inside, that the devil is killing, Jesus can resurrect it.
Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord tonight in the rich spirit. Praise the Lord for His abundant rain. You remember when we had that drought not too long ago? God's making up for it, amen. We're getting some good old rain now, praise God. Amen. Hey,